when I was a lad, I served a term as office boy to an attorney's firm. I cleaned the windows and I swept the floor, and I polished up the handle of the big front door. I'd polished up that handle so carefully, but now I'm the ruler of the Queen's Navy. As office boy, I made such a mark that they gave me the post of a junior clerk. I served the writs with a smile so bland, and I copied all the letters in a big round hand. I copied all the letters in a hand so free that now I am the ruler of the Queen's Navy. They copied all the letters in a hand so free that now I am the ruler of the Queen's Navy. Inserting writs, I made such a name that an article clerk I soon became. I wore clean collars and a brand new suit for the pass examination at the institute. Said pass examination did so well for me that now I am the ruler of the Queen's Navy. And pass examination did so well for me that now I am the ruler of the Queen's Navy. Of legal knowledge, I acquired such a grip that they took me into the partnership. And that junior partnership I've been was the only ship that I ever had seen. The only ship, the other ship. But that kind of ship so suited me that I am the ruler of the Queen's Navy. I've had a ship so suited me that now I'm the ruler of the Queen's Navy. I grew so rich that I was sent by a pocket borough into Parliament. I always loaded at my party's call, and I never thought of thinking for myself at all. I fought so little, they rewarded me by making me the ruler of the Queen's Navy. Now, Landsman Hall, whoever you may be, if you want to rise to the top of the tree, if your soul isn't fitted to an office stool, be careful to be guided by this golden rule. Stick close to your desks and never go to sea. And you all may be rulers of the Queen's Navy. Because there is a planet to see, and you are the ruler of the Queen's Navy.